I hope everyone had a fun Halloween last night. My sister told me yesterday afternoon she didn't know what the big deal was. She's been wearing a mask and eating candy every day for the past 7 months. Still hope it was fun. This is a word from our sponsor, the boss. It's never too early to talk about our parish's favorite holiday, Christmas. Well, it really means it's Father King's favorite holiday, okay? Because of the pandemic this year, we are asking everyone to RSVP to a specific mass that they plan to attend in person so we can make sure we are following current health and safety guidelines. You can choose your mass through the sign up on our website. Your RSVP will help us plan beautiful liturgies that will include as many participants as possible. Your household should receive a postcard in the mail this week with more information. Please spread the word since we are asking everyone to respond by November 29th. Down from the Lincoln Memorial is a somber memorial to those who died in the Vietnam War. Some 58,000 names of men and women who served our country from all 50 states, different backgrounds, races, and different walks of life are reflected in those black granite walls. Names of those were sons and daughters, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, next-door neighbors, co-workers, friends. All of them gave of themselves for the sake of those who could not defend themselves. And today, in this great feast of the Feast of All Saints, we are celebrating a great roster of names ourselves. From across the millennia, we remember those men and women, teenagers and children, who were from different countries, who spoke different languages, different races, different vocations, and different occupations, who loved the Lord and lived for Him, and served Him, and served and loved their neighbor. There's a story about a little girl who was in the church, and she was looking at the stained glass windows. And the priest said, "Do you know whose images those are in the windows?" The little girl shook her head, "No." He says, those are saints. And he said, "Do you know what a saint is?" Again, she shook her head, and she thought for a second. She looked up, and she said, "Could they be those who let the light shine through them?" Popes, bishops, priests, deacons, men and women religious, husbands and wives, doctors and nurses, lawyers and farmers, teachers, kings and queens, rich and poor, young and old, even as little as Jacinto and Francisco Marto, who died at the ages of 10 and 11, and one of our newest, Carlos Asuto, who's only 15 years old, and yesterday we added one from our own country, Father Michael McGivney, the founder of the Knights of Columbus. Pope St. John Paul the Great, who canonized more saints in his years than all his predecessors combined, taught us holiness is not just reserved for the few or particular vocations. It's a universal call to all the baptized to live out our lives for Christ, to love and serve Him, and love and serve our neighbor. I love the saints. Especially, first of all, above all, is our Blessed Mother and her glorious husband, St. Joseph. All the saints inspire me every day as I celebrate their feast and read their stories. They remind me that holiness is possible, that loving God is something that should be a part of our daily lives, and serving Him and loving our neighbor as we would do ourselves. And they show me that it can be done. And that's a great inspiration, motivation for me as well. And from their great place in heaven before the throne of God, they still care about every one of us. They look forward to us joining them and pray for us so that we can be able to face the challenges and difficulties of this life, to remain faithful and true to God and His church, and then one day enter the halls of heaven and enjoy that eternal banquet. Some may think, well, I'll never be a saint. And I think if you asked any of the saints, were they going to become saints, they probably would hope so, but probably doubted it because they sinned. Saints are not sinless. They're not flawless. They're not perfect. They all have to turn to the Lord and ask for that mercy and grace to help them in their lives and to turn away from sin and believe and profess in Him. But even so, when we look at ourselves, when I look at myself, who is not perfect, who is flawed, and is a great sinner, I take comfort in thinking, well, there's St. Peter, who denied our Lord, and St. Paul, who was a murderer, St. Augustine, who had an illegitimate child, St. Dismas, who was a thief. St. Francis de Sales said he spent 25 years trying to control his temper, and St. Teresa of Avila was very impatient as a woman. St. Margaret of Cortona slept around with her men. Each had their sins, but each allowed the love of God and the light of Christ to shine upon their hearts, and it made all the difference. They may not have started out as saints, but they did finish as such, and we rejoice with them today. While we celebrate these saints with a capital S, we should also be remembering that everyone in heaven is a saint, maybe with a small s. But everybody who's in the presence of God is a saint. So that means our parents, our spouses, our children, our friends, our co-workers, our fellow parishioners who have gone before us, those who loved and served the Lord the best they could, and now rejoice with him in heaven. Those are saints. And today is our future feast day. Today reminds us that we are called to be saints. And in every particular moment in the history of the world, God raised up these men and women, boys and girls, teenagers, to reflect that light of Christ. And now it's our turn to turn to the Lord, to present to him our love and allow his love to shine through us so the world and the church can see that. And the world and the church needs to see the light of Christ. And that is you and me. We stand before a great throng of fellow Catholic Christian believers who love the Lord, who are praying for us and encouraging us. Let's turn to them. And maybe this week, let's call upon our fellow citizens in heaven to pray for us and for our country, like St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, St. John Neumann, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, and St. Marianne Culp, St. Damien Amolokai, St. Kateri Takawitha. Let's pray for also with our two chaplains who were killed in the Korean War and the Vietnam War. Father Emil Capon was taken prisoner in Korea, and we still do not know where his body is. And Father Vincent Capodanno was administering the sacraments in the jungles of Vietnam when he was shot to death. We also can remember Archbishop Sheen and Cardinal Cook and many others from our country who were on the way to sainthood to ask them to pray for us as we go to the polls on Tuesday. That the light of Christ will shine upon all of us and make a completely different world for all to see.